Nice full breaths in, integration breaths. This is a good time to begin that. And close your eyes and just allow and invite that inner silence, that inner peace, that place that you know that Spirit has the perfect plan for you. And when you leave, you take all of this information with you somehow. Maybe it's in your heart or your mind or your belly, but your cells have been listening. And that's a wonderful thing because they talk to the other cells and then they talk to the people that are in your field, and you can find all of the wonderful family around you. You can mirror their neurons. Find your brothers and sisters and the sacred family that is so special and so loved and so included in each other's field right now that there is one heart beating. Take a breath into that and just feel that. One heart beating, and it affects everyone. You feel that love, that appreciation, that gratitude, the caring, so that that one heart is nourished and nurtured and trusted to make the perfect decisions that honor your life, just as we here have honored your life this weekend.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'll say it again for those who would say, well, we couldn't help but notice that the channeling was very, very quick here. And some will say, well, that's evidence it's not really channeling. Because everybody knows if you're going to channel, you have to take a lot of deep breaths and pant a while, face a certain direction, and eat a certain way. That's all changed, dear ones. For every single one here has this ability. I'm not talking about the one where you'd sit in front of an audience with a microphone. I'm talking about the ability to sense things beyond what you know. To have information that would not necessarily have come from the corporeal brain. That what is happening on this planet, very slowly, with the old souls specifically, has to do with free choice. This is the third channeling in a series of three regarding duality. For those who did not hear the first two, there's a way to obtain them, an easy way. Look for it. And then you will have the start up to this finish. This is not a long message, but a profound one. We said to you that duality is not a negative word. That is not a struggle. Even though some would define it as a struggle, it is a gift. It is a God-given gift from the original source of your creation, which allowed you to choose. As the human being with sentience, intelligence, you could work the puzzle yourself and decide what energies you wished to gravitate toward. It's so easy to call it light and dark. It isn't. We call it the energy of appropriateness for your life. And you have that choice. The energy that is appropriate for your culture, for your planet, for your time. And those energies, they shift and they change. So it's not an easy choice, but it's a gift. So duality is not a struggle. It's a choice, a free one. But now suddenly you're in a time where the choices are starting to be easier because of something that we told you in the last channel. That you're starting to have help. If you want to call it help, go ahead. but it's you with you, dear ones. For suddenly that immensity of your soul that is part of you and always has been is allowed to give you an overview from the field, if you wish, from the potentials that are there, if you wish. In other words, your path is not a mystery any longer. But I want to give you three of the greatest choices that have changed. Now, the choice hasn't changed, but the perception of it and your ability to manifest it has. The first, free choice to define yourself. Now, you may not really understand that until I give you this information. If you sit and ask the question, who am I? There will be those who will tell you, well, you shouldn't ask that because you're already defined. So I want you to do a visualization with me for just a moment. You're standing there looking in a mirror, wearing whatever your best outfit is, admiring yourself. And all the definitions of who you are, each one is on a yellow sticky note. And they will be placed upon your body. Where you were born, your culture, your language, let's go through them, is a sticky note. And these are the definitions of who you are. And they contain, by the way, how you will act, one with another, in your culture, in your language. All the traditions are there. The lineage is there. Your family is there. What they think about you is there. Sticky note, sticky note, sticky note, sticky note. Well, we didn't even get to the big ones yet. There are those organizations that you belong to who will also tell you who you are. If you've had trouble with something and joined an organization, then you are a sticky note, and there it is. Then, of course, there are the spiritual organizations who are quick to tell you who you really are. And there's a big sticky note that says, born dirty. It's on your forehead, if you want it. That's the big one. And so there you are with perhaps hundreds of sticky notes. In the mirror, you're looking at yourself. Now I want to give you an invitation, and we're going to call it free choice to define who you are. And I want you to shake yourself like a dog does after a bath. And just shake and shake and shake and shake and let those sticky notes fall to the ground, because none of them are accurate. None of them. Not one. Not one. And then it begins. Who are you really? The question individually is, who am I? And you can start writing your own sticky notes, ignoring everything anybody has said, ignoring those who would define you in a second because of the judgment that they might have in their eyes. But it's not your consciousness. You have the ability with free choice to define you. So let's put another big sticky note on your forehead. Born magnificent. You can start filling them in. I am love. Put it right here. I am compassion. Put it right here. I am healthy. Put it here. I am young. Put it here. And start putting these sticky notes all over yourself, because you are the only one who can define you. You might think, well, that's pretty obvious, Cryon. Well, if it's so obvious, why were all of those other sticky notes there? And why do you have a lack of self-worth, dear one? Do you ever think of that? Why would old souls on this planet, the ones who have the most information, the most experience, have the greatest lack of self-worth? I'm talking to a lot of people here. That's because you've been defined and you believed it. You believed it. Now it's time to understand with a new awareness that you are the only one who can use spiritual logic, science, all the things that you determine through your own mind who you are. And that's number one. Number two, free choice to determine your path. Now, you might think this is obvious, but again, we won't use sticky notes this time. We'll just use that which you have heard or that advice which you've had, which goes into your mind because there are people you trust. And whether they've been parents, politicians, spiritual leaders, those in your profession, mentors, whatever, they've all had advice about your path. And that then becomes part of who you are. And that path is often determined by others. Now you say, well, I've chosen it myself. Yes, dear ones, you've chosen it through the advice of others. So really, who is doing the choosing? Well, Brian, do you have an alternative suggestion? And here it is. You have a new communication ability. Many have called it the connection to the field. Access to potentials that when you start thinking about them, manifest themselves. Did you ever learn a new word that you'd never heard before in your life? And in the next week, hear it three times. Did you realize you've created that? That is the best example I can give you for creating your own reality. You start concentrating on certain kinds of things, and up they occur. So here's my advice. Sit alone in a space of coherence with the Creator, where you're peaceful and happy. And if you're one that says, well, I'm not usually peaceful and happy, well, at least in those moments where you are. And ask one question. It's not really a question. Instead, it's a statement. Dear Spirit, show me what I need to know. And under the pretense that you're creating your own reality with your voice and your interest, the things will start to occur that need to be seen by you that will shape your path. The next thing, Spirit, bring me those who I will recognize as part of my path. And that, dear ones, is when the partnerships show up. And that, dear ones, is when romance happens or abundance starts to change in your life. Because that statement creates an energy of expectation. Have you heard that today from a scientist? That's the truth. You are so in control of your path. There are those who say, well, I'm having trouble with that because that it flies in the face of those that I loved and trusted who gave me information. Dear ones, I want to tell you something. Most of those were doing the best they could with what they had. Loving you so much or appreciating you or respecting you so much, giving you the best advice they had and an old energy. Do you understand? It doesn't make them wrong that you have chosen something else. Oh, there's three people right now in this room that had to hear that. That had to hear that. What you choose today is different than an old energy. And if some of those who advised you a certain way are now past and over on the other side of the veil, right now I will tell you they're applauding and saying, listen to the guy in the chair. Because they know. They know. They're your cheering section. Number three, you have the choice, free choice, to determine your own personal energy. What does that mean exactly, Kwan? What do you mean, my energy? You can call it whatever you want to. But when people stand around you, what do they feel? Consciousness is energy. What's your consciousness? What do they feel when they're next to you? Are you someone who has had trouble with fear? You're always afraid of something. That's not an indictment. That's a fact. You're a fearful person. Perhaps you're a person who has anxiety over many things. You don't want to be that person, but that's who you are. Are you aware that you broadcast all of those things everywhere you walk? You have the choice today to choose the energy that you are. And it can be done in so many different ways, and there'll be so many teachers telling you, well, here's how to do it. I'll give you the answer right now, just as you sit. That's your free choice. I choose to be peaceful. I choose not to have anxiety over the things I had before. I no longer will have my buttons pressed by others. It's like a lot of you had to hear that one today. Is it possible by saying these things that they will change? Dear ones, I didn't say to say them, did I? I said to assimilate them. They are you. That's your free choice to choose your energy. I choose not to fear. I choose to be so peaceful. I'll have wonderful, peaceful sleeps at night because I'm allied with the creative source, and now I understand it. I understand it. What I visualize of who I am becomes reality. Where have you heard that before? These things which are spiritual today will become axioms of physics tomorrow. I am telling you a truism that consciousness is energy, and therefore energy can be studied. And in this energy, there will be those who realize through quantum studies of multidimensional things how consciousness can come together in ways that it hadn't before. How you can use consciousness in the boardroom of a corporation, not to enhance sales, but to enhance coherence with you and the people who work in the corporations. What a concept. I said it before. Can you visualize a day in a Congress far, far away where they stop for a moment, both sides, and create coherence, that day they would make the right decisions for those who trust them to make the decisions? And you would say, well, Cryon, that's on another planet. No, it isn't. That's in the field. If somebody had said, well, it's interesting, I never thought a Congress would stop and have prayer for anyone or anything. They do. They do. Whether they mean it or not, they got the concept. And there'll be a concept that comes flying in from science that says coherence is real. It changes things. Why don't you group together and make things work a certain way with energy that nobody believed in 50 years ago, 20 years ago? This is the first of the series of channels for 2020. I want you to leave this place differently than you came, with ideas, potentials, and peace. And so it is.